After this sweet harmony, the Lady Music ordered for the ceremony torches, candles, sumptuous lights, coats of arms and cloaks for mourning, gifts to God, the fulfilling of vows, the singing of psalms, vigils and masses, all that was fitting in deed and thought for remembering a man of the household as we ought. This done, she begged each musician, even the old and infirm, to perform around the body with songs and rondos and virelays, that all should offer till they were spent, plaintive music, her son to lament. Then Tubal, that good old man, renowned as the first musician, who discovered on his hammers pitch and chords, took up his instrument, drew near to the body, and proffered the following song in a voice both saintly and strong. For Ochagham we weep and lament, he who was skilled in the knowledge and practice of all the subtle secrets of the new art of song, who, without infringing a single rule, could write for 36 voices in one motet. We are bound indeed to weep for one who discovered such novelty, for Ochagham. Musicians must be restrained today, bathing their hearts with tears at seeing him dead on his couch, and say that his name shall always remain on our lips eternity to gain, for Ochagham.